much about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
All right. Enough with the formalities. I think we all know what time it is. Let's hustle!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Donald Trump, again, wanted me to thank all of you, just as he's done on the broadcast before when he joined us. But again today, we just talked to him, took time out talking to world leaders. He's not calling other media. He's not meeting with other media. He's not talking to media. He wanted to directly talk to you and thank you because you're the people. You're the Americans. You're the bitter clingers. You're the people. They couldn't break your will. They couldn't mind control you. You're the core that's going to restore the republic and, quite frankly, the land of the free, home of the brave, to then promote freedom worldwide.
Yay! But no.
And now.
God! Why aren't you at your AA meeting?
I don't drink.
Well, maybe you should. Loosen your ass up.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 21st of May. March.
Wow.
March.
What's going on?
Do you guys
on,
think
Kevin?
Somebody heard me?
No.
No one heard it?
Because
I corrected it pretty quickly.
So quick?
Okay, good.
No, you caught it. You definitely caught
Thank
it.
Thank you, Bean.
It's fine. Hey, what's up, you guys?
Just, you know, excited for Mother's Day in a couple weeks.
Really?
It's a May joke.
I see. I got you.
Oh, based on my stupidity. Jesus. Wow.
I didn't know when Mother's Day was, so that's why that landed flat on me.
That's sad.
I don't have a mom, so I guess I don't.
Holy crap.
Yeah. But if you do and you want to rub that in, that's fine.
Dark.
Remind me to tell you how much darker it got off of
here. I know.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the weenie roast is Saturday, right?
Yeah, nope. Should okay. be pretty.
No, I said May, but I uh-huh. but what I meant uh-huh. in reality was March.
Was March?
Got
is
it.
Really
okay.
Right.
More accurate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, we got a big program today, but I wanted to start with this story. I don't know. I don't know anything about pedicures. I'll just say it. I've never had a manicure. I've never had a pedicure.
Oh, I think you'd love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really like people touching me at all.
You get over it once you see how great your feet look. And seriously, they feel so much better in shoes once you have a pedicure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be true? I know this sounds like a dumb question. Would that be true for men as well?
Absolutely.
Because we don't wear the same kind of shoes that a lot of
Yeah, well, you're getting rid of all that dead skin and then a lot of calluses, all of that. So your
But I don't
feet...
feel like I have a lot of dead skin.
You do.
You do. You do. You have a ton.
Just in general, anybody does
oh,
just if
so
they walk
much.
Around?
Yeah.
My wife talked me into getting one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, recently, and I mean, they brought out Sanders. It was rough. They were
you
drilling.
Got a mani pedi?
They were drilling. Just pedi. Yeah, both. Yeah,
you got both.
Yeah.
Nice.
And did it?
And
feel-
I looked just precious.
How did you feel, Kevin, when you were paying a lady? I assume
it was
a lady
weird day. As hell. I could it, just
yeah,
must to play with your feet.
It was weird as hell because most people hate feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Weird as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think it would be. And did you feel like $1 million when you walked out of there?
I mean.
Just slip your nice feet into your slippers and go about your day.
Maybe. Maybe that's what I did.
Was it the type of thing that was so life changing
no.
for you that you said, I'm going to start doing this on a regular basis?
No, but I liked it.
Well, yeah. Then why won't you go back?
Well, I mean, I probably would if my wife said, hey, let's go do this. But,
yeah, but it's not something you'd
own.
Like enough to do on your own.
On my yeah. own. I don't do anything that's good for me. It's just my general rule.
Good point.
And, Allie, how about you? Do you get, like, cranky if it's been too long and you haven't had a mani-pedi like my wife does, where she's freaking out if she can't go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the regimen.
King of Mexico weighs in. I really like mani-pedis. Oh. Feels so fresh and so clean.
Well, the reason I bring all of this up is there is a story in the news out of a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. What's it cost for a manicure, Allie? What is it, about $25?
At a cheaper place, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, $20, $25.
This place has a sign on the wall that says, sorry, but if you are overweight, pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for pedicurists. Somebody snapped a photo of it.
What?
And this reporter goes to the nail salon to find out what's up. Because that seems like quite an increase in the regular cost of the pedicure, right? $45.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
I feel like any increase is absurd.
For people who are overweight.
Right.
Yes, that's crazy.
And I saw the headline and I thought, well, I don't understand feet or feet, right? Whether you're a big girl, little girl, I don't understand what the difference would be in the feet, you know?
Right.
It can't be that much. It's not that much of a bigger surface area, but let's find out what's going on.
It's this picture of a sign sparking discussion on Facebook saying, sorry, but if you are overweight, pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for pedicurists. Since it was posted Saturday, it's been shared more than 500 times, with women across the city weighing in, many expressing shock.
See, she said weighing in. Women across the city are weighing in.
I don't think that was on purpose, by the way. I think that she was just referring to a lot of people leaving messages of surprise. Mm.
The woman who snapped it said it was at Rose Nails at Fraser Boulevard in Overton.
By the way, I will tell you that I can watch no news story without hoping it's going to be a success.
Absolutely.
Now that we've been spoiled by that reporter, right?
We went there today.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
We met Sun Nguyen. We showed him the picture.
Some people will reach out to us.
Yeah, some people, the customer.
Nguyen repeatedly denied the sign was ever up in his business.
By the way, I love this guy so much, and you'll find out why.
He denied that sign ever existed?
Yes, he denied, and she's got photographic proof of it in his salon, but we do live in an era of alternative facts.
Sure.
Where you don't really have to worry that there's proof to dispute what it is you're saying. You just stick to your story, and what can people do, right?
And we didn't see one today. But Nguyen said he's considered one.
Did you at one point have that sign up?
No. I told you, I said, I'm thinking, but I don't put it up.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I didn't put the sign up.
That's, by the way, when you're lying, that's such a yes. I mean, that's the worst lie ever. You know what? I thought about it, but didn't.
Yeah.
And why would you bring that up? She didn't ask if he thought about it. She just asked if he had the sign.
Because
just say
he's
no.
Lying.
Yes,
because
he's
lying and he's lying poorly.
Right. Exactly. Just say no.
Right.
Don't go, but I could have.
Right.
Sure thought
about
it.
I was like seconds away, but then I stopped myself.
Yeah, because it would be wrong.
I mean, come on.
I also showed him another picture that was posted in the salon. You can see the sign and the same flooring, same chairs, and the same walls.
Huh. All right, let's see if he can get out of this one.
All right. So this isn't your business?
Let me see.
It looks like the same floor and the same...
No, I don't think so, man.
So this isn't your business?
No,
even though the floor and the chairs...
Sometimes the floor, so many floors, I don't know.
He showed me his prices.
I mean,
look, there's a lot of floors. Honestly, there's a lot of floors. A
ton of floors.
And that's tough to argue.
Absolutely. So much win with this guy.
He said the only extra charge is $5 for men for a pedicure.
Extra $5 for men. Why do you suppose that is, you guys?
Because that's a lot more work. Because they don't get them regularly.
Because they don't come to the salon as often.
Boom!
Nicely done.
Thank you. Nguyen said instead of putting a sign up, he's decided to just not service someone if they are severely overweight.
Okay,
that's even worse.
Not winning anymore.
Right? Wait a minute.
No, I'm not charging them more. I'm just denying them service.
Refusing.
What?
This did go south so fast, right? Now, why do you guys suppose he doesn't want to serve overweight customers? There is an answer coming in the news report. I didn't see it coming.
You didn't see it coming. I mean,
why do you think?
So it's not that there's more surface or whatever you said earlier.
Maybe it has to do with the chairs they use.
With the chairs they use. All right, let's see.
I don't know.
He said it's difficult for technicians, and he's had broken chairs in the past, which hurts his bottom line.
Broken chairs, Allie.
Allie is on it today.
You guys, I'm going to head home.
It's going to be hard to go anywhere from here.
How much money did that cost?
Oh, about... At least about $2,500.
$2,000 for one of his chairs, by the way.
Uh-huh. If it is one of the chairs with the jetted tub, I could see that.
But do we believe him?
I don't. No.
Nope.
Not
no.
So no pedicures for the big ladies, apparently, if you're in Memphis, Tennessee. So there you go. That guy is he's fantastic, though, isn't he?
He is the best.
Guy runs that place. Just keep doing what you're doing.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
Look at that little self-serving, know-it-all narcissist piece of trash.
Right? We have tickets for April Foolishness.
But I know, it's how much you hate the American people. That's who you really hate.
Very excited about that. That's coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to try something today, and I think it's going to fail.
Oh.
I'm afraid it's going to fail.
Excellent.
So we're going to try it.
All right.
We're going to try what's good.
Uh-huh.
All kid edition.
You just can't get away with that, bro.
So just kids.
Kevin, you weren't here last week.
I wasn't.
When the sweetest child ever, Landon, had so much to say.
Right.
Just cut right off.
It's going to be
because
great, Allie.
Because Bean can't talk to children.
How dare you?
That's part of the challenge, though.
Oh, but what?
Don't you think
then
addition?
How am I such a great Santa Claus every Christmas?
Oh, jeez.
Right? So anyway, that's coming up this morning. We also have tickets for Kevin and Bean's March Kabow Bow.
That's
I mean,
how you
what
do
the
it.
Hell, man?
Singles party to Las Vegas, which is this weekend. How about that? We're going to talk about Bean's tapir painting party.
This is uncool, man.
This is uncool.
How dare you?
Agreed. How dare he?
Asshole.
Right?
Excuse me.
And also comedian Bob Saget.
You hate black people.
I don't think that's true.
Stop it.
Right? Saget coming up. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5 minutes till 6.
Going to hook you up with those Coldplay tickets later on this morning's program. You get a chance to see them at the Rose Bowl on October the 6th. That sounds like a fun day, doesn't it? Coldplay at the Rose Bowl.
Yep, sure does.
Love that band. Plus, you qualify for a European summer vacation with the band where you picked the country. All the details at KRock.com, your chance to win coming up. Allie's here in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. Good morning. What's going on?
How about a little good news for
Please.
You first thing in the morning? So, your name's Pat Adams. You're a resident of a an older person's home, we'll okay. call it, in Reading, England.
Okay.
You almost said Pennsylvania, didn't you?
I was thinking of all the Reddings. Woo! You just celebrated your 87th birthday.
Okay.
That's a pretty big birthday. You're getting up there. Well, she has been taking part of something called Wish Upon a Star. It's kind of like a make-a-wish situation for residents that live there. And her wish would be to meet George Clooney. You're 87. You're in Reading, England. You're not going to meet George Clooney, right?
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
Well, if this was that old lady, boy, would she be excited. Because fast forward to Sunday, her wish came true. In walks George Clooney, flowers, card, spent about 15 minutes chatting with 87-year-old Pat Adams.
Yay!
Come on, you guys.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive.
And then he nailed her, right?
Oh, totally.
Of course.
They might still be doing it. George and his wife live locally, and they received a few letters. And the Sunrise Community Newsletter put it in their newsletter, and he just showed up.
Wow.
George Clooney!
That's amazing.
That's so good, you guys.
I didn't know they had a place in England also.
I think George and Amal probably have a lot of places.
A lot of places. Places everywhere.
Yeah.
They have New York, they have L.A., they have Lake Como, Italy. Mm-hmm. Got a place in England. Isn't that crazy to think about going to all those countries? Everywhere you travel, you go, well, we got a house here too.
Yeah, that's not bad. And not bad for Pat, too, because now she could be like,
right.
You up? What? Why? Why'd I make it ugly?
Bean made it ugly.
Okay.
Because he said he nailed her, so.
You said that.
I said that.
Yeah, that
I made it ugly.
Right. When you think of Woody Harrelson, what's one of the first things that comes to mind?
Weed.
Weed, right? So he was in conversation with the magazine Vulture. Is that a magazine?
It's a website.
Sure. With the website Vulture, and he revealed that despite people's perception of him of being a little wild, he hasn't gotten high in quite some time.
Well, he needs to get with it.
Here's the quote, though.
What is he, uptight?
Listen to this quote.
All right.
Quote, they think I'm a party animal, which I am a party animal. I mean, that might be one thing, but I am a party animal. But on the other hand, I'm now extremely moderate and... I actually stopped smoking pot almost a year ago. Get back to pot.
Right? It sounds like the damage has already been done.
Holy crap. He said he didn't want the interview to be all about weed, but he did say he felt weed was hindering him from being emotionally available.
I've heard a lot of stories about him and Willie Nelson just hanging out in Hawaii night after night after night, just smoking out.
Doesn't that seem like the best?
The best life ever?
Yeah.
Not now, though.
Let me ask you a question, Bean, because I know Willie Nelson is number one on your pre-sad when he dies list.
Yes.
If Willie Nelson said to you, want to smoke a blunt? You're in, right? It's Willie Nelson.
Bean has never smoked weed.
I've never smoked weed.
Yeah.
But Willie Nelson.
I know, I hear you.
I don't know.
How do you not know?
My God.
I
don't know.
You're pathetic.
No, I mean, I hear
it's
what you're saying.
It's just weed. She's not asking you to tie off and do heroin, for God's sake.
Would you do heroin
with
Willie Nelson is my follow-up.
I hear what you're saying in that.
Smoke a blunt. You can share it with him.
Brush his hair. Braid it.
And do it for the story. I get that. I just, I don't know. I don't know if I would.
You're horrible.
Come on, Bean.
Smoke weed
with Nelson.
Like it's...
Or Welly. Either
it's
one.
It's not even a big deal.
I know. Look, I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I'm just saying, it's just, it's not me so much.
Right,
but...
Be in Allie's question, you were with Willie Nelson, who you love, love,
love. I do. I love him more than anything.
Okay, so take that into account.
I mean, I think that might be fun.
It would make him happy.
It probably would make him happy. And he has his own strain and everything.
Right.
Right.
It may be a little too strong for you, but you can
you
tell him.
You might die.
You can tell him I'm a lightweight, and he'd give you something else,
but
I'm sure.
But if I were to die smoking out with Willie Nelson, that's not a terrible way to go. Look, my best years are behind me anyway.
Right?
Right? Why not?
Now we're
okay.
talking.
Okay.
Wow.
I think we accomplished something.
Changed his mind.
I just think you're terrific.
Yep. Why do I feel like Kevin is now going to do nothing but engineer behind the scenes Willie Nelson coming in?
Needs to happen.
Because I want to smoke with him as well.
Right? Yep. Just hotbox a studio with Willie. What a day. Speaking of days, all of these stars were born today. March 21st, actor Gary Oldman is 59. Rosie O'Donnell is 55. Matthew Broderick is 55. How is that possible?
Wow. He's born 55 years ago today.
That's shocking.
Ferris
we didn't
Bueller.
Mean technically,
he's,
Bean.
Oh.
He's young. That's real sad. Derek Whibley from Sum 41 is 37. And our own Rhys Darby. I'm saying our own because he's always in our hearts, isn't he?
Sure. We love him.
He is 43 years old today. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman, walking the Showbiz Beat.
I didn't imagine that it was real, but apparently it is, Kevin.
I'm not positive that it's real either, but I want it to be so badly.
I want it to be real too.
Yeah.
And I know that you have no, this is true. You have no control over what turns you on.
Right.
You just don't. It's just, it's somehow it's just baked into you based on your life.
See, and baked into you. See, that's already,
I wasn't trying to make a pun, but apparently there are people who are turned on by, I mean, was that your impression that bread face, the whole phenomena is people are sexually turned on by watching a woman smash her face into loaves of bread?
Yes.
That's their thing.
She has an Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, you said it's verified.
It's verified.
Mm-hmm.
People love it.
And people send her money and ask, hey, how about some rye this weekend? Hey, why don't you pull out some wheat?
Try some challah.
So she puts the bread on the table and she just smashes her face
in her
it.
Face it.
That's
yes.
what, that's the whole thing.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, she doesn't get undressed. She doesn't do anything with the bread except for smash your face into it. It's called bread facing. And apparently the YouTube channel Super Deluxe interviewed her. And Kevin, you saw this video. Why? I mean, is it in the clip why she prefers to remain anonymous?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear. Let's
yes,
hear
it is. First, she explains in painful detail what it is. Mm-hmm. And by the way, listen for sexual innuendo because I feel like every other word, there's something. Here she is. She's explaining what it is in painful detail.
So the process of bread facing is, number one, I go buy bread.
Really? Come on now. Really? I mean, don't we assume she has bread?
Well, she's starting from the beginning here, Kevin.
All right.
Number two, I bring home the bread.
Okay.
Well, did she pay for it?
She left already.
It out.
I don't know.
You're right.
That's a good point.
And then number three, I put my face in bread.
That's it. So that's her explanation of how it works.
And by the way, Allie, just to go back to your point, paper or plastic to get it
home?
Great
question, Bean. We need more info.
So how did she get started, and how did it turn into this social juggernaut?
Anytime I buy bread or find a very soft bread, I always touch it to my face. I just decided to film it on a whim. Of course, I didn't expect it to blow up. I was actually, like, begging my friends to follow me, and they were like, get the out of here.
She could not get anyone to follow her. Her friends said, get the F out of here. Those are her friends.
Why did she choose to put it on her face in the first place? Just because it felt soft?
Every time she got bread, she put it up to her face, I guess, to see what it feel the texture? Yeah. I don't know.
She's just attracted somehow to the texture.
I don't know, because I bought a lot of bread and it's never occurred to me, you know what? I should maybe I should just put my face on it.
You haven't found the right bread. Change things.
Does she have favorites?
My favorites are sponge cake. Croissants are always nice. Tortillas are just very cooling on my face.
Right.
I love the ones that fall apart or like stick to my face. The party sub was just awful. It was just too big.
I mean,
well, one tiny Asian can't take on a whole party sub.
I mean, seriously, why didn't she even, how did she even pick a party sub? That's not just bread, that's everything.
Right.
All right. Now she's talking about, and I'm not making this up, she's talking about what she wears.
Mm-hmm.
While smashing her face into the bread.
I used to just wear whatever I had on, and then over time, I kind of like approach it like a date. I do kind of want to look good for the bread, and I...
Okay. She
Come
said...
Come on!
All right. She said...
Bread-faced lady's gone bye-bye.
She said...
I do kind of want to look good for the bread, and I want to set the mood. Sometimes you have to go in really hard, and you get hurt, and then... You know, sometimes they're soft, but then a little too soft. Other times, it's just like a wild card. You just make a huge mess, and you feel a little gross after, but all in all, you had a pretty good time.
She dresses up for the bread.
Sure.
Yes, she does.
Did everyone hear that?
I can't wrap my head around it.
It sounds
she dresses
like it,
up for the bread.
It sounds like it
she
has to be.
Up
no,
for
dress
bread.
Up for the bread. We understand, yes, but it sounds like it has to.
You're
be.
You're still talking.
I know.
Well, for God's sakes, let it sink in.
No, I got it.
She dresses up
for the bread, right?
For
she approaches
the bread.
It like a date. I heard that. I understood that.
Man, you're just talking a lot. Just let it sink in.
It sounds like this must be some sort of a parody of sexual fetish videos, but I don't think it is. I think she's sincere. I think it's real.
All right, here's the answer to your question about why she tries to keep her identity private.
I think the reason why I don't want to reveal that much about me is because I think the magic would kind of be gone. I'm very much like a normal person.
Sure.
I have a 9-to-5. This is like probably the only quirk about me, I guess.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't think
so. I doubt
so.
That. I don't think that's the case. So she does get feedback on social media where people request certain types of bread.
No.
And they ask her, what does she think that the people are doing?
Oh, no.
While watching her smash her face into bread.
A few people emailed me and told me that they to the videos. A girl actually told me she to it, and I was like, I don't know, cool. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's disgusting, but I don't kink shame, and I think this is like a very harmless thing to to.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a point. It is harmless.
All right, let's not kink shame then.
So now they go to the owner of her bakery to get his thoughts.
And it's the like owner, her pusher.
And the owner of the bakery is a straight up 100% douchebag.
Aww.
Listen to how he talks about it.
It strikes me more than anything as Duchampian, if I may. Bread goes back a long, long, long way. Even what I think of as the fabulousness, the cool fabulousness of Breadface and that blog and what she's doing, I don't know that it moves the meter on where bread fits into the history of civilization. I really don't.
He wants to know where bread fits into the history of civilization.
What? I hate him!
And a final message from Breadface.
I would say that I guess that dreams really do come true.
Right?
Good takeaway.
So
good takeaway.
You understand why Bean and I both want this to be true.
I would say that I guess that dreams really do come true.
Right. And that's I am Breadface.
I think I'm in love.
Same.
Hey, guys, I mentioned Bill Burr is coming to town. He is Saturday, April 1st at the Shrine Auditorium. He is just one of the great acts on the bill for this year's Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. We are selling tickets at AXS.com with proceeds going to some great local charities, Fisher House and Cedar Sinai NICU. But we have a pair we'd like to give to you right now. If you're a fan of the comedy and you want to be there to join us with Bill and with Angela Johnson, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson, and the winner of the opening act contest, we want to hear from you right now. You'll have to play a game to win the tickets, but good luck to you. 1-800 520 1067. We'll play next on K-Rock.
Going to hook you up with those Coldplay tickets for the Rose Bowl show later on today. And we got more tickets for you to join us in Las Vegas this weekend for the Kevin and Bean March of Bow Wow singles party. Right now, though, we turn our attention to April 1st at the Shrine Auditorium. We told you we got tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness to give away. This is not an easy game, though, is it, you guys?
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Senior announcer Hombre, how are you, sir?
Hola, Kevin E. Frijol. ¿Qué pasó?
Senior announcer Hombre is here because the usual guy is on vacation, but we still want to give away these tickets with the hardest game in the world. So this game is not easy. How is it played, sir?
Well, we're going to play a comedian's
Why
name
Why did you go out of the
and...
voice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Look, I can't talk.
You're an announcer. This is senior announcer Bad Hombre.
Listen, who's the announcer Hombre here? Me or
no
you?
No one. All right, go ahead. You're barely an announcer.
Right. We're going to play a comedian's name backwards, and you got to identify who it is.
Oh,
jeez. Es fuego más difícil del mundo.
We need to build a wall.
Right? You are right, Mr. President.
Just
you are
for
correct.
Him. Just for Dave, though, right?
All right, so the bill is, as you know by now, Bill Burr, Angela Johnson, David Koechner, Jimmy Pardo, Adam Ray, Jonah Ray, Taylor Williamson. We're going to be playing one of those names for you, but it's backwards. All you have to do is tell us which one it is. You go into the drawing to win the ticket. Sounds easy, isn't easy. Who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is Sean from Camarillo.
Hey!
Hello.
That's my job. Kevin.
Who's our first contestant, please?
It's Shano from Camarillo. Es un technician.
Technician.
No. Sean, no.
I feel like I did a better job of that. All right. All right, are you ready, Sean? I'm going to play it for you backwards twice, and then you have to tell us who the comedian is, all right? All right. Sean, you there?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to wake you, dude. No, we'll try to...
Now, come on.
Now you're talking. Okay.
All right, everybody all right, be quiet.
Turn the echo down. That's screwing me up.
Shh, everyone, shh. Okay, here you go, Sean.
Hermanos.
One more time.
Hermanos.
All right, who's that?
Angela Johnson.
Jonah Ray. Ooh, that's most difficult.
Yes, not easy. That's for sure.
Fuego más duro.
All right, I know what you just said, but I disagree with you. Who's next?
Next, we have Francisco from Fontana. Orale, what's up, Fontana? Fontana.
Hey, Francisco.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. You ready for your comedian?
Yeah.
Play it for you twice. Here you go.
Herbie.
One more time.
Herbie.
Bill Burr?
Yeah, it is.
Bill Burr.
Nicely done.
I-ha!
You hold on. All right, let's go to... I'm sorry, where are we going, Mr. Announcer Man?
Next, we have Nick from Whittier.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? I wish I would have got that, Bill Burr.
That did seem pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. I'm going to give it to you twice.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
Adam Ray.
Adam Ray.
Wow, wow. Nicely done.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right, contestant number four, senior announcer Hombre.
Kevin Frijol, es Hugo, como dice, más duro. Now we got Kathy from Los Angeles.
Hello.
What's Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
No one's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
What the hell's going on? Kathy, hi.
Hi.
Are you ready for your comedian?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Twice backwards. Here you go.
This Los Angeles.
One more time.
This knows
Angela Johnson.
Angela Johnson.
All right, we're on a roll here.
This game is not that
supposed to be hard.
It's not that hard.
El jugo más difícil del mundo. No.
All right, senior announcer Hombre, who's next?
Next, we got Justino from Pomona.
This is Justin.
Yeah,
it's just Justin.
Hola, Nakamuts.
Hey, Justin. All right, here's your comedian twice backwards.
This Milo Hurlis.
One more time.
This Milo Hurlis.
Was that Taylor Williamson?
Taylor Williamson.
Nice done.
This is impressive.
Wow. Woo-hoo. That's good. Senior announcer Hombre, who's next?
Next, we have El John from Long Beach.
Just John.
El Long Beach.
Just John. Hey, John.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah,
play,
I heard it.
Play it for you twice backwards.
What?
Are we sure that was backwards?
I'm going to guess David Koechner.
David Koechner.
Is that nice senior announcer Ombre clapping?
See.
I think we got time for one more, you guys.
Agreed.
All right. Next up is Armando from Norwalk.
I think it's probably Armando.
No, it's Armando.
Okay.
All could right. we not find one Mexican in this town who could speak Spanish? Not one?
Mando.
We just found the wrong one, Dean.
Armando.
I guess so.
All right, Armando, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your comedian backwards twice.
What are off me, Miss... What are off me, Miss...
All right, all right. I'm going to go with Jimmy Pardo.
That's correct.
Jimmy Pardo. Yeah,
nicely done.
I mean, he was the only one left.
Viva!
So basically, everybody but one contestant got into the drawing to win the tickets for Kevin Amin's April Foolishness Saturday, April 1st at the Shrine. And don't forget, you can still buy your tickets at AXS.com. Unfortunately, there's only one winner this time around. Miss Allie McKay, who's that, please?
Francisco.
Francisco. Congratulations, Francisco.
Oh, thank you.
Arriba!
You won tickets for April Foolishness. We'll see you there. Thank you, senior announcer. Ombre.
Adios, Kevin E. Frijol.
Not going to lie, that sounded good.
Didn't hate it.
Sounded good to me.
What was it? What
All American Rejects.
Oh, yeah. I like that guy. Those guys.
Gives you hell?
It's that bad.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. We're a little discombobulated because we're about to do something that is bound to fail.
Oh,
come on.
It's
100% going to fail.
First of all, I believe the children are the future, and I've often said
sure.
that. But second of all, here's what happened. And forgive me, Allie, we need to borrow a couple of moments of your
they
time
are
here
yours.
For the showbiz beat. Yeah. Kevin was on vacation last week, and may I just say, a well-deserved vacation,
right?
By the way.
Because I had worked like 4 days already this year.
Who works harder than Kevin, right?
Right.
All right, so he was gone, and we did the What's Good, the feature that we do from time to time where listeners can call in on any topic. And a young man named Landon called in, little 11-year-old Landon, who I thought we had a delightful conversation. But it turned into like a Rashomon situation where I thought it went great. And Kevin, how often have you heard this happen?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fine conversation. But Allie and Dave and Christy and everybody else started yelling at me after the segment because they thought I was mean to little Landon.
I agree with them.
You haven't heard
you
it.
Haven't even
you didn't
heard
even hear
it.
The call.
I 100% agree with him because I've worked with you for a long time.
Yeah.
You don't understand how rude you are to kids. I don't think you're doing it on purpose. You just don't know.
Yeah.
Allie, what was your takeaway after we hung up with Landon?
Well, I believe you started it by saying that I could really ruin Landon's whole life with this phone call. And then he started, you literally cut him off because you were done with what he was saying.
That he had an important question, and I was nervous that we were in a position to negatively impact his life. I wanted to make sure that didn't happen. So let's take him seriously.
Let's play it. Let's play it, because next we're going to do Kevin and Bean's What's Good, all kid edition.
That's the plan, yeah.
So only kids. We're looking for, 9 to 12?
I say whatever. Whatever age.
Well, I mean,
if you've got a kid who can talk on the phone, I think 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there is I think
say
what we're looking for.
Listen to this call, Kevin, and then decide if we're going to do
it. This is from last week.
Hey, Landon.
Hello.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I just wanted to talk about how much I liked Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay.
All right.
What, share with us with your Wiener Schnitzel feelings. Why do you like it so much?
Well, Wiener Schnitzel, that kind of thing that you eat when you eat it for breakfast, and then you eat it for dinner, and then you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're hungry, and you eat it, and then you sneak it into school, and you eat it.
Wow.
Nah, wait.
Landon, do you live at a Wiener Schnitzel? How are you getting Wiener Schnitzel whenever you want?
Well, just wait. See, I know this guy. I know this guy down in Guatemala. He makes the best Wiener Schnitzel there. I mean, magnificent.
Wait a minute. How does a guy in Guatemala make Wiener Schnitzel? Don't you have to go to a Wiener Schnitzel to get Wiener Schnitzel?
No. The guy in Guatemala,
uh-huh.
he make it really spicy.
Uh-huh.
And the spiciness is what's spicy about it.
I got it.
Okay. Oh, the spiciness is what's spicy about it. Okay. All right. You had me right up until Guatemala, but I'm glad you enjoy your wiener schnitzel, and thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate it. Let's go.
No time for whimsy.
Look, I enjoyed Little Landon. I was just having trouble following his story.
What? Because he was having fun, Bean. He was being silly, and we could have mined that.
I got to tell you, when he said Guatemala,
right?
I would have talked to him for the rest of the show.
Kevin's hands went up in the air like, success,
I was
right
so
there.
Happy when he said,
right?
Especially from Guatemala. If that was at 6:05, I would have talked to him until we got off the air.
Amen.
Did you think that I was mean to him? Yeah. I do not.
Yes.
You hurried him off the phone.
Because you said you lost me at Guatemala. Like,
yeah.
You insulted his storytelling. And Guatemala, by the way, was the high point.
The reason he lost me, and I can't believe we're having this conversation, but the reason he lost me is because, in my mind, when he was talking about wiener schnitzel, I thought he was talking about going to the restaurant wiener schnitzel.
Thinly breaded veal.
But I think now, after the fact, I think he was talking about the dish.
Who cares? That kid was magic.
That's
absolutely
why I was confused, though.
The spiciness makes it spicy.
That's awesome.
Well, the spiciness does make it spicy. That's
right, so
magnificent.
So, Bean, can you tone that down a bit?
Yeah. I was very nice to Landon, and I'll be very nice to the next callers that we have on
What's
the show.
What's good? So. The kid edition.
Kid edition, right.
Coming up next, 1-800-520-1067. You call. If you're between, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And,
somewhere in there, right.
And we're going to try and take your call. We're going to see how it goes.
Okay. All right. Everybody on board? 1-800-520-1067. Call now. We'll talk to you right after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie's in for Rob with the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What else is going on?
I'm terrified.
Right?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Same.
A little nervous.
Same.
All right.
Look, I'm the guy who brought you the burp off, so there's no way this is going to be the worst thing we do on the show.
True. We also talked to a parrot because of you, so.
We did talk to a parrot.
That's true, too.
She did have a parrot.
She had a parrot.
We talked to a woman who had a parrot, and she didn't have a parrot.
There was no parrot.
And she was the only caller. Remember? There were no other callers.
Not all of my ideas are a success, but I'm telling you, I feel good about this.
Oh,
all right, good.
So good. All right, well, CBS, what do? You have the number one comedy on TV. It's in its 10th season. Well, you renew it for two more, and that's exactly what happened yesterday with The Big Bang Theory.
CBS cares.
They care. They have ordered two more seasons of 24 episodes each. It's a lot of work, you guys. A lot of stuff. But here's the thing. Variety is reporting they're still in negotiations with co-stars Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rauch, who've reportedly, they only get $200,000 an episode, which we hear that and we're like, holy crap,
right,
$200,000, that's amazing.
An episode, right.
An episode. But the other cast members, they're all pulling down $1 million an episode each. That's Jim Parsons, Kaylee Cuoco, Johnny Galecki, Simon Helberg, and Kunal Nayar.
So five are making $1 million each, and
yes.
Two are making $200,000.
And here's where those five become the best people ever in my book. They've each volunteered to cut their fees by $100,000 an episode to free up money for the other two. Well
done. That's pretty cool.
Right?
You don't hear that every day. That's
pretty
cool.
And at some point, how much money do you need? I get that. But it's Hollywood. To give up any of your paycheck is a huge deal.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty darn impressive. I don't know about you, but I woke up this morning to a email from Netflix saying, right there in my inbox, two Dave Chappelle comedy specials are released.
Oh, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Time to watch them.
Two different ones. Great.
So they are available right now. And Netflix is promising to have a new stand-up special every week. They've done Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, the two right now, another one coming, Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Tracy Morgan, Sarah Silverman. And here's their latest one that has been added. Kevin, this is for you.
Okay.
He runs into a clean plate of glass.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin
James.
James has a comedy special coming out on Netflix.
Here's what I'm going to say. I've seen his stand-up.
Great.
It's better than most of his shows.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not necessarily hard to
King of Queens, though, was great. Right?
I mean, yeah.
Who's with me?
It was fine.
Oh.
It was fine.
Kevin James. If there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
Right. Agreed.
Who was that? said that?
That was one of the a basketball announcer.
Oh my
right.
God!
He's he was in the crowd or
he's
something.
He's the guy that
who's, Van Gundy.
Yes,
that was very Van Gundy.
Yeah, he's the guy that just says nonsense all the time.
Oh, I love it so much. Yeah. All right, you know what? I want to wrap this up because I want to get to. These
I want
kids.
You to keep going.
We got
on.
Kids.
No,
we got kids,
I'm looking at the lines.
10 more minutes of
nope. Right. Looking at the lines, we need these kids. All of these stars born today, March 21st. Actor Gary Oldman, 59. Rosie O'Donnell, 55. Matthew Broderick, also 55. Rhys Darby, 43. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, welcome to Showbiz.
All right, I'm ready for this. In memory of our late caller, Landon, who was
he's
on with us.
Very much
still alive.
R.I.P. Landon. It's time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good, the all-kid edition, 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for calling and for holding on. We'll get to as many as we can. Why don't we start in Santa Clarita? We're going to start with Emma. She's a tiny bit outside the age range we described on the air, but I think it'll be worth talking to her. Little Emma is 14. Welcome to the show, my dear. How are you?
Hello, Emma.
Emma. Hey, Emma.
It's going well.
Emma, are you there?
Hi.
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 Do you have a parrot?
Yes, I have a parrot.
All right. Emma, we lost you there for a minute, but I'm glad you're back in the line. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm just sitting in traffic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. I'm just sitting in traffic and...
On your way to school?
Nope. I am going to... Well, I'm a figure skater, so I'm going to the ice rink, but it's 60 miles away. So right now, we're sitting in traffic.
Oh, man.
And normally, I call every single day, but... I don't think I would normally get in. Like, I normally call for Coldplay tickets.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I don't get in.
All right.
So your
mom lets you listen to Kevin and Bean?
Oh, yeah, in the car.
That's, I mean, it's bad
that's
parenting.
A very disappointing parenting choice,
it's
though,
bad parenting, but it makes us happy.
Yeah, I really like you guys. You guys are really funny.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Emma.
All right.
Hey, this is a serious question because I honestly don't know the answer.
Oh, here we go.
No, this is legitimate. Okay. What's the plan?
Yeah.
What's the plan with the figure skating? Like, where do you hope that takes you?
Oh, pretty far. Yeah, I don't really know how to answer that question.
Well, yeah, I didn't know if it was just something you do because you think it's fun and it's exercise, or if it's something that you thought, hey, one day I'm going to be in the Olympics. That's all.
Oh, well, I take it pretty seriously.
All right.
So hopefully, yeah.
Emma, you're very, very kind. You're nice. You're very nice. Thank you for calling. We hope you get Coldplay tickets eventually.
Thanks, Emma.
Okay.
And thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right,
okay.
Bye now.
All right, there's one.
One.
Right, and that was okay.
Right.
Let's go to Las Vegas, line 7. This is little Jack. He is 12 years old, and he's joining us in the all-kid edition of Kevin Bean's What's Good.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, what's good?
Pretty tired right now.
Okay.
Well, we're sorry to hear that.
That seems like more what's bad, but
I don't know how that's our problem. But.
Hey, Jack, do you have a story about a cat?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
There's this one cat. He orders food for his family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets the food, he goes into his house. Then the turkey opens up and has this magical portal. Now, the cat goes through the portal, uh-huh. and he leaves all his family at home. Now, in the portal, there's tons of magical creatures.
Okay.
And the magical creatures, they want to come out and play with them.
Uh-huh.
So, the only thing the magical creatures like to do is jump really high. So they had to force the cat to jump really high.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. By the way, the cat's pretty scared of heights.
Right.
Okay, right.
So, as they give him some, like, jump shoes,
right.
Sure.
He goes higher than them. Because he's not from that dimension.
Right.
Right.
Okay, I don't know what to do now because I'm
Jack
being...
is talking portals and
okay.
dimensions right. through a turkey,
okay.
you guys. You don't have time for that? I am so in.
All right, Jack, we do have to wrap it up soon, though.
Okay.
Okay.
How
so...
does the cat get back to your life?
That's the good part. Now, when the cat jumps up really high, there's this magical cloud up there.
Okay.
And it has, like, this weird ninja.
And the ninja, he basically speaks a different language that really no one understands.
As do you, Jack. So, all right, listen, we got to... We love you. Okay. We're happy that you
thank
called.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
I look forward to the blog.
Very much. Thank you for calling. All right, let's try... you guys like little Nathaniel? He's in Covina. He's on line one. Nathaniel is 8 years old, and he's calling about something that is very current, very happening, very contemporary. Nathaniel, welcome to the show. What's good?
Hi, Kevin and Allie.
Hi.
How dare you, son?
I love you, Nathaniel.
You win already. What's going on, Nathaniel?
Well, I went to Beanie Edith with my friends and my family.
Yeah.
And I like the part that when Beauty threw a snowball at Beast. Mm-hmm. And then the Beast threw a bigger snowball, and then she got knocked out.
Right, sure. Because the snowball was so much bigger when the Beast threw it at Belle.
Yep.
Nathaniel, can I tell you a funny story?
What?
Bean thought that the story of Beauty and the Beast turns into a monkey. the beast is a monkey.
Silly.
Right? It is silly. So silly, Nathaniel. Yeah.
I mean, now that I hear the truth, yeah, it was a pretty dumb thing to think.
Oh, love you too, Nathaniel.
Oh, little Nathaniel.
Thank you for calling, Nathaniel. You're very nice.
All right. I think we have time for one more. I'll let you guys pick. Who do you like?
All right. Video games. Where do we want to go here?
Let's go to Aiden because this is a person after my own heart.
Okay. Aiden is in Redondo Beach. He is 11 years old. He's going to be our final contestant on the Kevin and Bean Kids Edition. Aiden, thank you for listening.
Young man.
What?
What happened?
Did you help? No! Kevin!
I'm sorry.
Why would you do that?
It was just an accident. I went to the wrong line.
Oh.
It was an accident.
Okay.
Let's go somewhere else, then.
Okay.
Let's not end on that one.
No.
You just let it end on a little kid.
It was a mistake.
You can't come back.
It's a mistake anyone can make.
We can try and come back.
You're a bad man.
Come on.
Nope.
Maybe some unfinished business.
Yeah.
Little Aiden called back.
Oh, after you hung up?
We did What's Good, the All Kid Edition, and I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah.
And then Aiden got hung up on.
Yeah.
And now he's back on the line. Hey, Aiden.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. I apologize. We were trying to do the kids' edition of What's Good, and the bad man Bean hung up on you.
I had nothing to do with that.
I knew it.
Right? We knew it too.
Right? He's awful, Aiden.
Stupid Bean. So we'd just like to apologize on his behalf.
All right, thanks.
Thank you for calling.
He knew it.
Why is he yelling, I knew it?
He knew it.
How dare you?
Because you're the bad man.
Hey, we're going to give you some tickets to join us in Las Vegas this weekend with our Kevin and Bean singles party in about 5 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, I want to know why you guys aren't as excited as I am about the Tapir painting party that I'm going to this summer.
All right. Let's back up just a step. Yesterday, Allie was doing showbiz because Ralph's out this week. And she did a story. And Bean told us something that just blew our minds, and we need to figure out a little bit more about it. Here's Allie's story.
Bean, how much do you wish you were Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendez's child?
None.
Wait till I tell you this story. They took their daughters on a private tour at Miami's Jungle Island, where 2-year-old Esmeralda and 10-month-old Amada got to see sloths, lemurs, and a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig.
I mean, that does sound like a pretty fun visit.
They left with a special gift, a work of art created by Peanut, a 13-year-old orangutan.
This summer, I'm going to a tapir painting party where the tapir...
Okay, hold on. Hold on just a second.
This summer, Bean is going to a tapir painting party.
That is what I heard the man say, yes. And your problem is with that? And your concerns is, and your questions are, how could I get it in on that?
All right, then the conversation continues. Yeah, my question is, how can I get in on that?
I thought it would be.
Here we go.
Where the tapirs paint little paintings. They go out there and make art, and I'm getting one of those for the wall. So I'm real excited about that.
I can't process that.
Do they paint with their little weird snout thing?
They do. Yes, they do.
You okay, Kevin?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So that was yesterday.
Now, Bing, can you explain to people what a tapir is? Because I didn't know until I Googled it after you talked about doing an ultrasound for a tapir last year.
Yes, I did that. I'm very close to the tapirs at the Woodland Park Zoo in Seattle, as you know.
They know you by name, I assume.
I don't know that they do, but they do seem happy to see me when I visit. Sure. They're Ulan and Bintang, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
Bintang's
a bit of a dick, right?
No, Bintang is awesome. They're both awesome, and they're very in love, and they're doing it all the time, and the hope is that they're going to breed. That's what we're all hoping, is that they're going to breed.
We are all hoping that.
And tapirs are the animals, and if you've ever been to the zoo, you've seen one, because they all have one, and they look like giant pigs, basically, but they have a kind of a longish snout, a kind of an elephantish kind of snout. It's not quite as long as that. But they're beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, sweet animals. Except for that one guy, that one zookeeper in Cleveland who had his arm ripped off by one a few years ago. That's the only downside.
That seems like a pretty big downside.
Yeah. But they're my favorite animal.
Hold. Dogs
are great. I love dogs.
Pigs.
Oh, cows. Who had a pig party this weekend, Allie?
You
who
did,
had four
Bean.
Pigs in his house? I love
you
pigs.
Did.
I love cows.
Wait. You had a pig party?
Yes, I invited some local pigs to come over to my – I don't have a pig, and I miss pigs. So I reached out – well, my wife actually did – reached out on Instagram to some of the pigs that live in New Orleans, and we invited them all over, and we had a big pig party at my house over the weekend. And tapirs
Your life and mine are so different.
A little different, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tapirs are very pig-like. So the thing is they're doing a painting party this summer, and I'm going to be back in Seattle for it. And they're going to have the tapirs actually create some artwork. And they, they do that too for sponsors, and they sell them to raise money for the habitat at Tat.
Okay,
it's just a wonderful piece of art to put on the wall.
Okay, hold right there. So if you want to support it, fine. Mm-hmm. I understand it. Make a donation. It's not going to be good art. It's just going to be haphazard.
I'm trying to find some paintings done by tapirs online, but the problem is when
I'm a huge fan of art.
I mean, seriously, though.
The trouble is when you Google...
This tapir's an impressionist.
Paintings by tapirs, the only thing that come up are paintings of tapirs. So it's really hard to kind of find artwork created by tapirs.
So you have a place on your wall that you've already decided this art piece, in air quotes, is going to go.
Yeah.
So you have a spot for it.
What if it doesn't match the decor?
Then I'll burn the whole house down and start over from scratch and build the rest of the house around the tapir art. Look, here's what I'm telling you. You guys are going to be surprised how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
Why?
Because I've seen
They don't paint. They don't try and make it look like something.
I feel like Bintang has an eye for art. I really do. And I will surprise you with it when I get my painting, and you will see, and you will know, and you'll shut up.
How much is that going to cost you?
You will see. You will know. And you will shut up.
Right. How much?
I don't think it's going to cost me anything. I mean, I'm already an ongoing sponsor of the tapirs at the Woodland Park Zoo. So it's not like I'm buying a painting. I think it's just kind of a perk of being a sponsor.
It's a hell of a perk. I'll tell you that.
It is.
Wow, I need to sponsor a tapir.
I will share a photo when I get my tapir painting.
You know what? So, I can picture it right now.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's just better, nonsensical lines on a paper.
What you're picturing, it's way better than that. It's going to be the best.
I'm sure it's the Mona Lisa of animal paintings.
It's the best tapir painting you've ever seen. All right, listen. We're out of time for this nonsense because
we had a pig party. We didn't have time to get into that.
I do want to hear a lot more about the pig party. I think a lot of people do because the pictures that have been posted are so cute.
Here's all I will say. All I will say is the question that we get asked the most is Bean really fill in the blank?
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that is yes. All of what we just said is true.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean's Marcher Kabow Wow Vegas Singles Party is going to be at the Alto Bar in Caesars Palace this Friday night in Las Vegas. We have a two-night hotel stay at the Link Hotel, round-trip transportation on the K-Rock Party Bus, courtesy of Chips, the buddy comedy, starring Dax Shepard and Michael Pena in theaters this Friday. Okay, so 21 and up, what are we looking for this time around to give away these tickets?
We're looking for bad ways you were dumped.
Ooh.
Bad ways you were dumped. You were ghosted. A friend told you. No one told you.
Post-it note.
Has anyone broken up with somebody?
Carrie Bradshaw.
With a post-it note?
That may not have been real, Allie.
Sex
that
in the City, but it's real.
Could have been a TV show.
Wow. Berger did it.
You found out you were single because your significant other changed his or her status on Facebook. That's
right.
My favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, I love those stories.
Bad ways you were broken up with. You have to be 21 or over, willing to go to Vegas this weekend. I know that's a big ask to go to Vegas. But if you'd like to go, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls now.
It's been a long, long time since we had the last Kevin and Bean singles party. And we're doing one this Friday night in Las Vegas. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. And I'm a tiny bit concerned, Kevin, because the topic that we've asked for is you got dumped in a sad or terrible way.
Right.
Now, what if you deserved it? What if you're just a bad, bad person?
I think we'll be able to read that.
Yeah.
You do.
We'll be able to tell in their voices, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, let's find out. Why don't we start with Jessica? She's in Long Beach. She is on line 6. She wants to join us in Las Vegas for Kevin and Bean's March of a Bow Wow Vegas Singles Party. Good morning, Jessica. What's going on?
Good morning. Hi. How are you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you. The worst way you were dumped?
Well, I got an email from my boyfriend at the time of a letter that he had written to his mother. And he had already sent the email to his sister and the girl that he was sleeping with behind my back.
Ooh.
And so when I received the email, it had her email address on there and her name on there.
Oh, under the CC, it had her email address?
he didn't realize that. So when I confronted him about it, he then proceeded to tell me that he had taken a secret video of us, having, I don't know if I can say sex on the air, but...
I mean, you just did, and yes, but go ahead.
And then he threatened to put it all over the internet if I went and told her anything. So needless to say, he had already been sleeping with her. She was already pregnant.
Wow.
He already started all of this other stuff with her, but I just had no idea, but that's how I found out.
Wow. All right. Now, I have to ask this question, Jessica, and you sound like a very nice lady, but do you think you have learned something from this experience and you are now going to be a better judge of men?
Did you just blame her for her boyfriend cheating and getting someone pregnant?
She didn't know anything about that. I'm just
wondering. Happens all the time.
If her antenna's up a little bit more now with the dudes that she might be dating. That's all.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jessica, we're going to let you in just for Bean's question. Congratulations. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I wasn't blaming her.
It sounded like it.
I'm just saying it just came out of nowhere. I would think that would be a real wake up call for going forward as a dater. That's
all. Sounded like it.
All right. Why don't we try? Why don't you pick?
All right. Let's go to Michael, who is in Pomona. Hi, Michael.
Hey. Hey, Kevin.
Hi there. Bad ways you were dumped.
Yeah. Back in high school, I was going out with this one girl, and we were going out for about 3 years. And find out that she was going out with my cousin. The reason why I found out is because she sent a text to me, but had my cousin's name.
Oh, so she got it mixed up, and she was texting your cousin, but you intercepted it because it came to your phone.
Yes, correct, correct.
You were dating her for 3 years in high school?
Yep.
Are you now a better judge of ladies?
Right. Hope you learned a little something. Women are awful, right, Michael?
I hope so, right?
I got to tell you, I'm on the fence with Michael.
Yeah, I'm not feeling good about Michael either. What do you think, Allie?
She's not saying. Michael, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Bye now. Look, here's the thing. Look, okay, we're dicks. Okay, we get it. But we're also going to a singles party. Mm-hmm. And so what we want is a guy that all the girls there would want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive he reaches that, so sometimes we have to sort of be mean and move on.
But then again, let's make sure we mention this. Neither would we.
Oh, of course.
If we weren't throwing the party, we certainly couldn't get into the party.
Oh, no question.
I know that much for sure.
No question.
Let's go to line 2. Natalie's in Pacoima. She's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, giving away tickets for the Las Vegas Singles Party this Friday. Hey, Natalie, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hi. I just kind of want to start off by saying that I just wanted to share my story. I am, like, in a very happy relationship now, but let me just start off by saying that in high school.
But wait, hold on. Hold on. Are you in a very good relationship now?
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, but this is a...
It was so ridiculous.
Right, but
see, it's a singles party that we're giving tickets away to.
I just wanted to share my story.
I see. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much for calling, Natalie. We appreciate it. I don't know who put you on hold, but they're fired. Thank you for calling.
Let's try Ryan in Eastvale, line one.
What's happening? All right, first question.
Are you married?
Ryan, are you married, or do you have a girlfriend?
Do I have to say?
Yes.
Of course, yeah, I'm married, actually, so you guys might want to hang up.
Okay, no, thanks
for
calling.
What is happening here? Let's get Michael back. Michael, can you come to the party?
Beer Mug, come on in. We need to talk to Beer Mug, is who we need to talk to here. All right, let's try.
You have to be single. Because this is a singles party.
Yeah, hang up if you're not single.
I thought that was evident, right? All right, let's try Daniel in Long Beach. He's up next, line eight here on the Kevin and Beach Show. Get the kids back on the phone, by the way.
Hey, Daniel, how long have you been married?
I have not married.
All right, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not.
Excellent. What was the worst way you were broken up with?
High school. I was dating a junior while I was a sophomore. I got broken up over the phone. While her friends were telling her what to say.
You got broken up over the phone by her while her friends were telling her what to say to you to break up with you?
Yep.
It was a Cyrano de Bergerac kind of situation. Yeah. So she couldn't even find the words to break up with you on her own. She needed a group to help her get through that.
Yeah. And I confronted and I asked her, is there anybody else on the phone or am I on speaker? Then she hesitated. I got the hit. I clicked, and the worst part was I had to see her the next day in chemistry.
Sweet.
Damn, Daniel.
Good call back, Ellie. That's no bueno. I feel for Daniel. I'm fine to let Daniel in.
I say yes on Daniel.
All right, Daniel.
Sure.
Hey, Muggs.
Yeah?
You're fired. Okay, thanks. Let's go back to 1-800-520-1067. Let's go back to, how about AJ? He's in Pomona, line three.
All right. AJ, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How's it going?
Married? Have a girlfriend?
Neither.
Excellent.
You're in.
You were broken up with in what way?
So I was in college. I was going to San Diego State, and I was living with my girlfriend and my buddy as a roommate. And as we were getting ready to leave, my buddy lived in Oregon. He was going to move back. And like 2 days before he left, they sat me down and told me they were in love with each other, and she was going with him back to Oregon.
Wow. Oh, wow. Man.
You all lived together?
Well, yeah, I moved her in like 6 months before, and obviously that tend, that was a bad choice.
Yeah.
You think?
Look, in retrospect, that was a bad choice. I think
hindsight being what it is.
Hindsight's 20/20, AJ.
I think you've got a good judgment, and I'm down with you.
I like it.
All right, we'll see you Friday night. We're out of time, but we are going to give away a couple more on the air here at 1-800-520-1067. Marchica Bow Wow Vegas Singles Party is this Friday night in Las Vegas. We hope you can join us. Good luck.
Bob Saget in the hizzy.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Is it dope, Kevin?
You feel good about that?
No,
that sounds good coming out of your mouth?
Nope. It sounded terrible. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock at 7:55. Oh,
Mr. Saget will be joining us right after the top of the hour. First, Ali's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
You guys know the big FYF Fest?
Yes.
Started out real small, kind of just this fun, artsy thing to do, and now it's just become this juggernaut. Happens in Exposition Park, and they had said that the lineup was going to come out mid-March. Well, we now know who one of the bands is that will be playing the FYF Fest, because they tweeted, it's a very bizarre tweet, you'll have to go look at it, but this band said FYF 7/23/17, and then they listed their band members. That band, Nine Inch Nails.
Yay!
Oh my God.
All right.
Right?
I feel like they've been underground for a while.
Absolutely.
And they are great live.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Wow. So kudos, FYF Fest. And that's all they need. But you know what? It's FYF Fest, and they're going to get a ton more that are amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I think it happens 2 days, Exposition Park. But the date that they tweeted out, Nine Inch Nails, was 7/23. So July 23rd, Nine Inch Nails. Downtown LA.
All right.
Come on.
Was a success.
It really was a success.
That's fantastic.
And something else to look forward to, I don't know if it's in the same vein, but kind of is for me, Danzig coming back with a new album after 7 years. It's going to be called Black Laden Crown, features longtime guitarist Tommy Victor and Queens of the Stone Age drummer Joey Castillo. That album is dropping in May, and Danzig has other plans too, Glenn and the guys will host a two-day Blackest of the Black Festival, May 26th and 27th.
Well, I feel like Kevin needs to be invited after a strong use of the word hizzy.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin might actually be the MC of the Blackest of Black Festival. May 26th, 27th at California's Oak Canyon Park. Don't know where that is.
Irvine.
Chip coming in strong. Danzig and Irvine, you guys.
You're doing nothing but good news this morning.
Life is so good. Here's where it gets weird. Would you watch a series where a dad takes his kids on a trip uncovering real stories behind some spooky legends and ghost stories?
No.
I would. I know you find that shocking.
Is this a reality show or a scripted show?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
However, what if that man that was taking his kids on the trip was Rob Lowe? I feel like you're not answering quick enough.
No.
I'm more in now.
I do love Rob Lowe.
Okay.
No.
A&E Network is calling this the Lowe Files. It's basically a takeoff on X-Files, cameras covering a trip around the countries with his son Matthew, who's 23, and John, who's 21. They're going to investigate spooky legends and mysteries. Come on.
I don't know, maybe.
Right?
Maybe I'll give it a spin.
Apparently, Rob and his sons bonded over Bigfoot, UFOs, other creepy stories, and they would always, like, debate whether it was real or not. So those are some funny conversations that you have with your wackadoodle family. Let's just hope that Rob's family is nuts and it's those same type of conversations. I'm in.
I think I'm in.
All right.
Tepid, but I'm in.
A little tepid.
Yeah.
Bean?
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about some birthdays so we can get to Bob Saget. All of these stars born on March 21st. Actor Rhys Darby is 43. Some 41.
Like a one-man party.
I'm sorry, Rhys. I interrupted you. What was that?
Oh, it's too late now.
Oh, mother humper. Some 41's Derek Whibley is 37. TV show host Rosie O'Donnell is 55. Matthew Broderick, 55. And Gary Oldman is 59. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Always a thrill and an honor to welcome our next guest to the Kevin and Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody else. Actually, Bob Saget's here.
Oh.
I was excited for a minute.
That's so sweet. Who was the other person you were going to give props?
Saget. Really, anyone else. Comedian, actor, author, Bob Saget, ladies and gentlemen, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can see him on stage tomorrow night at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank at 8 p.m. FlappersComedy.com. How are you, Robert?
I'm good. And when you say Flappers in Burbank, it sounds like you're on your way down. But that not me. Not me.
What is this?
This is what happens is I'm out on tour. And if you look at my schedule, it's like insane. I'm just doing a different show every night pretty much everywhere. I'm going back east a couple days. And I'm working on a brand new hour for a new special. So
there
to do,
you go.
So to do that, it's Flappers is this club that everybody's been popping into. So
everyone loves Flappers now, by the way. Flappers has gotten very hot in the last couple of years.
Really crazy. They've been having a lot of my compadres and people that are really amazing there. Compadres, because I travel with a large Spanish gang.
Sure. we've always known that about you.
Yep.
Hey Bob, this new hour that you're working on, are you getting some of that that mad Netflix cash? Is that coming your way?
Well, we'll know that shortly. I don't give out the deal, but I'll tell it to you and send you a copy of the whole thing.
Okay,
I need you both to co-sign.
No, it's unbelievable that Netflix, every single week, they've got some new amazing comedy special.
Well, they've got everybody great. Like on your April Foolishness, you got Bill Burr. Bill's a Netflix boy. I'm a Netflix boy because of Fuller House. So
right.
I keep going back there. It's Godfather 3. They just pulled me back in. It's Danny Tanner. Okay, why isn't he cursing? What's wrong with him?
Isn't it funny that it's gone the other way now? Everybody knows you so much from Bob Saget and your comedy that they can't imagine you playing that role.
But what's interesting is that kind of Jeff Franklin and the writer and all the writers on the show have kind of tailored it to allow me to be a bit of a curmudgeon. So I'll say something that's a little bit weird. Because my voice is deeper because it's 30 years ago.
So right, sure.
Actually have a voice problem. Oh, so anyway, tomorrow is this Flappers, which is also what's going to happen to my man boobs not too long from now. I'll be putting them in my belt. Now, being that other guest you would have had would have never come up with that.
That's probably true.
And they also would be playing Flappers tomorrow night.
There's no shame in Flappers, by the way.
I'm really
impressed with the talent they get there.
They got Adam Sandler, Chris Rock came in, Kevin Hart. So I'm going in, and I've got a bunch of friends that want to see me that go, are you playing L.A.? And I'm going to be in and out of town. I'll be back over the months ahead. I'll be playing Irvine, the normal things, but I'll be doing some theaters downtown and all the good stuff. But
sweet.
I'm sorry I can't be part of April Foolishness because I
love
it.
Well, you were invited, first of all.
Well, thank you. But last time I invited myself, and you did say yes, but
that's true.
Apparently I'm out of favor this
no,
year.
No, here's what we will say, is that we try not, because it's a charity thing.
Yeah.
And so comedians do it for free. And so we sort of,
You guys paid me. What was up with that?
We sort of feel bad, so we try not to repeat. We try to take advantage of people who were too nice to us. So this year, Jonah Ray, Bill Burr, Adam Ray, Angela Johnson, Taylor Williamson, David Koechner, and Jimmy Pardo, all new people.
All friends of mine, by the way.
Okay.
And they all complained about the money that you're not paying them enough. They said that
because it's for charity.
I think it's 10 grand a pop for each of them.
Please don't say that out loud, Bob.
No, I was joking.
No one's getting paid.
Free refrigerator.
But you're welcome next year because it's, as long as it's been in between years, we try to change it up.
I would love to.
Next year would be great.
Yeah, we've had Adam Ray a couple times in the past. Taylor Williamson has done the show, but it's been several years since he's been on. But we do try to at least put some new people on.
And David Koechner is through the roof hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait.
I love him, and he is. He and I are about to work on something together, a car. But it needs some work in the choke, which is what people want to do to me when they hear my comedy.
Go ahead. When we bring you brought up Bill Burr, and I just wanted to ask you because not that it has to be a competition. There's plenty of room for lots of great comics, but Bill Burr seems to be the name that is on most people's lips when you talk about who's at the top of his game right now. Do you agree?
To be honest with you, before I came here, with a Sharpie pen, I had written his name on my lips. So he is always.
Oh, okay. Literally. All right.
Bill is a friend of mine. We smoke cigars together and then complain about our emphysema. He is one of the funniest people and one of the smartest, and he's got his podcast, and everything he does comes from a real place.
He was the first person that confirmed, and I thought, if we have Bill Burr, that's all we need.
Yeah.
I love everybody else that's on the bill. I like having the turnover that we get because you get 20 minutes from each person, then another person, but Bill Burr is all you need, really.
Well, it's kind of like that connection when Chris Rock hits a stage, you know that he's going to be full throttle. You know that he's not going to miss a beat. And Bill is coming from his heart with it. And I think that's where I want to say I'm aspiring to be Bill, but there's truth to it. In the 40 years I've done stand-up, this new hour that I have, I talk about things I've never gone near. I was
like
always skirting the issue of death.
Oh, really?
Death
has not been kind to you.
No,
that's a tough topic.
I've had a rough one, so I'm really working it out with the people, and it's been really wonderful. And you got to.
But
figure
I feel
out,
like friends of yours are. It's you can be friends with Bob and survive. You just can't be related to Bob and survive, right?
Well, that's pretty true. That's pretty. Although I have three beautiful, healthy daughters, and as of this broadcast. And,
Oh,
no, come on.
And they're fine, right?
No, they're beautiful.
This is March 21st, 2017.
They're geniuses. This is
just giving the date out so we know.
This is the year 2075. I need them living forever.
Bob, what's it like for your girls to have Bob Saget as a father? Does that create any drama or tension or uncomfortableness in their life, or is it just awesome for them because everyone loves Bob Saget?
Well, you're very sweet. Now you've turned around and remember that there was not another guest before me.
Right. That's just his way of introducing people, and he does that to everyone.
That's why he's good. But my daughters did go through some stuff with me. It is difficult because I had a different approach to talking about their mom. And I used to, when you start as a comedian, you either go into politics, stuff like Bill Maher, or you go into my personal life. Right. Or you go into this is how I look at the world, or you're brilliant. And you do the Bill Burr route, or Jerry Seinfeld does stuff that you could just take a nut and a bolt and get 6 minutes on it.
Right.
And not really. That's the worst idea.
I mean, he could probably.
I would just go right into the idea of screwing him. And
sure.
Right.
And there's a nut and a bolt.
Right.
But bolt's not dirty. So I'm wrong.
Right.
But my daughter's...
The question was your daughter's.
I know I'm answering.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm just an audio sampler of a human being.
It is odd.
When I
asked you about your daughters, you went right into nuts and bolts, and I'm not got positive.
Well, my daughters are made of an erector set.
They are, okay.
Well, originally, that's how all children are born. But okay. What happened was my I did a special.
I want to see this paragraph diagram.
Right? It's going to happen. Here it comes. All right. I did a show, HBO special called That Ain't Right, where I talked about my middle daughter, who I called the center daughter because the world revolves around her. And
that
she.
That ain't right.
I like that. What was that?
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I don't know how you found that. That had nothing to do with the special. Except that ain't right.
No, Bean's saying it's and not so right I to had... pick a favorite kid like you are.
No, I'm not doing it.
You did that. You said that's your favorite
no,
kid.
It's
the middle
one. It's my youngest. But, okay. But what happened? But it's always the youngest because you want your youngest to be, free and help them and everything. The oldest
so
one.
So, Bob, do you think it was difficult for your kids at all having Bob Saget as a father?
So what we did is a giant pull-up just now. My middle one, I talked about her thong being an eye patch. I was doing laundry, and I said that you could floss with it. Terrible, terrible things. And I talked about all she cares about is her Verizon signal, and she never even talks on the phone. She just texts, Verizon, and it turned her into some kind of possessed devil animal.
Right.
Like all 15-year-old girls with the phone.
And she loved that?
She hated it, yeah. And she took a lot of crap for it. And she was also going through a rough time just being 15, 16.
I think you're going through a tough enough time being 15, 16 to have any
to have your dad call you out dad. On and, HBO.
Yeah, and yeah, goes on HBO and talks about her thong. Yeah.
I mean,
that's just but it did that's bad judgment.
But by the way, it did bother me.
Here's what I have to
but,
say to
but
you.
She's been
Stop it.
That's what I have to say to
that's
you.
That's my own voice.
That's your own
you
voice coming
correct.
Right back at you.
And,
stop it.
And I agree with that. And actually, in my stand-up right now, so yes, all of my daughters, but like my youngest daughter, the stories I have are things that she has done that have embarrassed me. That because she's so smart.
Okay.
She's
Bob Saget be embarrassed?
Yes. I was. This is like an old story, but it's a true story, and I actually told it on a special as well called That Ain't Right.
Stop it.
Oh, wrong one. You guys got this thing down.
We do.
So I was at a piano recital with my daughter, and Steven Spielberg was next to me because his kid was in the recital, and my other daughter was in the recital, not as much a favorite as my youngest.
Sure.
And I said, honey, this is Steven. She really said this. This is Steven Spielberg. He directed your favorite movie, E.T. And she looked into his face and said, that's not my favorite movie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And I told her she had ruined my career and I'd be narrating funny videos the rest
of
my life.
Did he find that funny? Is Steven Spielberg a funny guy?
He's an angel.
Sense of humor?
I met him when I won the Student Academy Award when I was 21 years old. I don't know why I sounded like Johnny Carson to me.
Not sure either. But
I won the Student Academy Award. When I was
is that the real thing?
It's a small award with acne, but it is... It is this year on the Oscars when Jimmy Kimmel so well hosted.
Yes, that was great.
He really was.
He was great.
I know. I love him so much. He is actually going to do the auction with me again. And your wife, you don't mind me mentioning her, do you, Kevin?
Well, no, but let's save that for the next break because we're sort of out of time. So we're talking about your comedy. We're talking about Flappers. We're talking about
and
personal
also,
life.
The personal life that's in Flappers now isn't in Flappers. That's where all my shows are at Flappers.
Right.
But my tour that's coming up and that I've been in the middle of really heavily and been doing like 2-hour sets, like stuff I haven't done in years.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's really just getting it all out and by going to some clubs and then doing theaters, that's how the people that I respect the most, you know, are doing it, which is Chris, which is Dave Chappelle, which is Bill, and
the biggest comics work out their stuff in the smallest places.
You
sometimes.
Have to do yeah. and when people are paying like a lot of money in a theater, you don't want to rip them off and just go, I'm going to riff now for 15 minutes.
Yeah, you better have the act nailed down.
I got a lot of PSAs, a lot of public service announcements for teenagers telling young boys, if they're in the woods alone, not to go up to a tree, even if it has sap coming out of a knot hole, stuff like that. You know, it's
that
some
is good advice
well,
for the kids.
It is. But they can't get into my show. You got to be 21 normally. So I then tell the parents to please, what's your son's name? Maybe I'll get him on the phone. You know, I got to tell this kid not to do that.
Right.
Not to hump trees?
No, not to hump. Exactly. Especially dry hump. Because that dry humping is more dangerous than anything. Because there's levels of jeans. There's levels. If you got people don't wear cords anymore. But if you're wearing a cord and a hoodie and you're out in the woods by yourself and your parents aren't there and you accidentally put it near a hornet's nest,
right?
You're ruined.
That's really tough to argue with.
I mean, we're talking to gets larger than what's that animal on the ground there?
The tapir.
Right. Tapir. Now, that's what happens every 5 years? Is that what it is?
Bob Saget is here, and he's going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Tickets just $25 to see the legend in person.
My God, that's cheap.
Flapperscomedy.com. It certainly is.
It's really difficult to steer a Bob Saget car.
It is.
But they're automatic now.
We'll be right back with Bob. More after this on Q.
Bob Saget is in studio with us.
And honored. I love you guys. I mean, but not just spiritually.
Emotionally.
Bob said the words as the song was ending. He said, "I'll shut up." And he's never lied more than he has with that remark.
Oh, because I kept talking.
Yes. Full House, Fuller House. What's the next one called? Are you going with Fullest House? What are you going with for the next one?
Fullest is me in an urn. It's just me.
Okay.
By the window.
Great.
Yeah. And there's Fullest House.
Do they have
a
title yet for the third round?
I don't think it's going to happen because this thing's going to last 8 years. This is on its third season, and I shoot one next week or something like that, or a couple weeks from now. And it's really quite fun to walk in there and just know everybody.
That has to be sort of weird.
And you know,
I know them forever.
And you go behind the wall and you see the gum wall where everybody stuck their gum. And it's not the same gum wall, so they had to reconstruct it from their childhood.
Bob Saget is here. We mentioned he's going to be at the Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. That's tomorrow night at 8. It's a miracle that you're alive, Bob, because I understand that you have been fighting a battle at home. What's going on? Have you been invaded?
I have been invaded, and I don't know how because my house is impenetrable, so I thought. There is one hole that I've been using personally when my girlfriend was out of town.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Why is it so quiet?
Continue.
We had a pestilence problem. We had one of the plagues hit us.
Locusts?
No, they couldn't make it.
they saw the invite and they said nope.
But thank goodness we have special guest Tobo Zizzo. I had rats. I had a rat problem. And we didn't know where they were, but I would be in my office and I would hear in the wall behind me someone scurrying around, moving around, everything but a little habit trail and a wheel. And I didn't know what to do. I had exterminator for like 8 months. He'd come in-house. He'd exterminate.
Is that your Schwarzenegger?
No, that's me leaving a word out. So I go off on some tangent with a non-accent.
Hey, Bob, dumb question here. But because of how wet this winter has been in Southern California, have a lot of people been having rat problems because they're trying to come in from the weather?
That's what they told me. And that is accurate.
They've been eating my car. They've been eating the rubber on my car.
You shouldn't keep those in your car. They should be in the nightstand.
Oh, right.
But, right. And the reservoir, they go right for the reservoir and the ribbing. But I had, and they like them for protection. The really big ones want to stop the rat population, so they use protection.
Right.
But what happened was they do get inside the car, and what they don't like, but I've learned everything. I've learned the practical.
Let me just back up. You said that you had exterminators for 8 months,
yes.
And that didn't work?
We would lay traps, and that's painful if you lay on a trap, because it'll close right on your thing, and you're dead.
Why is your thing on a trap?
Well, you lay down, you don't forget the traps there, and
That's a terrible exterminator if it took 8 months to get rid of your rats, by the way.
Yeah, I'm thinking of getting a credit.
I think you've earned one.
I do. I mean, if you're using peanut butter and the things don't like peanut butter, I say put, something on it. Like kibble, liver, something. but what happened was it just started to multiply, and then I found out there was a nest in the wall and a mother and a father and the babies and terrible stuff, and they're not like us. When they're hungry, they'll eat whatever's in the wall. And so this isn't good. Some people do wish they could eat their young. But I'm against it, and I'm going to vote no on the next ballot, because the way we're going right now, it'll probably be on the next ballot.
Very well could be.
Do you eat your young? No.
Very well could be.
No, sir, I do not. Here is my case. I love my young. So it was in this wall behind my office. They take the wall down. They open it up carefully. They get the nest out. They kind of clean it up. They use some green product that gets rid of the smell. I don't know. They use Febreze, which you can find at any good hotel in Beverly Hills just to get rid of the, you know, the ladies that work there. But then it just got out of hand, and we found out they were in the air ducts. They got in my air ducts. And I have three air conditioners in my house, and every single one of them had to be replaced. All the air ducts had to be replaced. So
it's on now. It's on.
It is on.
Yeah.
It's gone. They're gone.
Oh, you won.
The rats are gone.
How did you beat it?
I won by taking everything out. And
did you lure the house down to the studs? Did you move out?
No, I had to. What was funny was I asked my girlfriend, who I've been dating for 10 months, to live with me. And then she came out to L.A. to live with me, but we couldn't go home. Oh. So we never actually lived together except for one night last week because we've been staying in hotels. I played Nashville. I worked there. I've been literally avoided. I couldn't be home because everybody was up there with cranes. Oh, we got the crane coming out there. Oh, cherry picker's coming Tuesday. You know, because they got
You're going to go back and you're just going to see the lot is just going to be empty.
Well, now it's all different. Now it's all, and it's a house that's impenetrable. It looks like.
You thought it was impenetrable.
I did. But it's all been cemented at the bottom. You have to close off any opening they could possibly get in.
Right.
Which is why I have only three children and no more. What right. you do is. It's not spackle, you know. It's cement. And now they are gone. I am able to live there. And I have a smart house now. I have it on my phone. I can do everything. I can hit a button. And you ever see the movie 10? It's a little dated for the millennials listening. Dudley Moore, and it's a beautiful movie. But anyway, he hits a button and a disco ball comes down and music plays and he's ready to have a nice night. I have a button where I can hit and mood lighting, music starts. You go right into.
I thought we were talking about rats.
Right. So what happened was, as a result of the rats,
right,
they had to rebuild everything from the ground up.
Right,
and now
including
it's a smart
electrical.
House.
I see.
And now it's a smart.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bean.
I was truly lost.
But that's because you're looking at me and I throw you.
Before we go, though, we have to talk about the scleroderma benefit.
Thank you.
Catch people up, if you don't mind, on your family history and why it's so important to you.
Well, it's been a tough go. And I'm able to actually deal with it through therapy, but I'm also doing it in my stand-up because we all go through sickness and we all go through death and life, and that's why you have your benefit, and that's why we all do our things that help people. So I've been, for 25 years, about 20, God, 1994, my sister, her name was Gay, came down with a disease they couldn't diagnose called scleroderma, which is hardening of the skin. And 3 years later, she passed away from it because no one knew anything about it. Wow. And everybody was misdiagnosed. And a lot of people believe because it's a woman's disease, it was kind of underfunded. And it's not funded by the government, so you have to do private funding, which is why we do what we do. So we've raised over $40 million in the past.
$40 million?
In the past 25 years, and it's all been comedians. It's called Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine. And the beautiful Robin Williams was the first person that ever did it for this great lady, Sharon Monsky, who founded it. And she had the disease, had three children with the disease, which is, it can be a disfiguring disease, and it can be a severely life-threatening. But we have centers at Johns Hopkins and UCSF and Stanford and different places that have centers of excellence where they have thousands of patients, which are able to do clinical trials. And Actelion is one of our sponsors, and people are really... coming forward. All the comedians have done it.
Tell us about June 16th.
June 16th is going to be at the Beverly Wilshire here in L.A., which no one in L.A. knows where it is. It's the Pretty Woman Hotel. And so far I got an email last night that Jimmy Kimmel's going to do the auction with me, which he did a year and a half ago when we did it there. And I'm reaching out to all of my comedian friends, and I know it'll be a great bunch of people. And they're actually honoring me this year. They say, we're going to honor you. I go, thank you so much. Now could you please get us the talent?
Right.
Okay, I love booking.
Well, after 25 years and $40 million, Bob, you deserve the credit and you deserve to be honored for that. That's amazing. How close are they, do you know, with this research? Are they making any inroads, anything looking positive toward a cure one day?
It is really quite amazing because, you know, you watch all these years, the Jerry Lewis telethon, all those years of refining the gene, we're getting closer. This particular disease has so many smart people behind it and such a great scientific board that I have been able to turn on people to go to Johns Hopkins, to go to UCSF, and have them see the proper doctor. And I have friends that right now, my girlfriend's friend's aunt is in remission right now.
Wow.
She actually was, and she was dying. She was 62 years old and was losing everything, because what happens is most people die from pulmonary hypertension, which is your lungs fail. And this woman pulled through, and a lot of people are.
So you're really making a difference, great. Bob.
We really are, and it's the Scleroderma Research Foundation. And may I give the website?
Yeah, how do people give the website? And then is it the same place where people buy tickets?
It is.
Okay.
It's srfcure.org. srfcure.org.
Okay.
And
details
you.
Coming soon then on who the talent is going to be. That's still being lined up. But the date is going to be Friday, June 16th at the Beverly World for the 25 years of supporting the Scleroderma Research Foundation. That's amazing, Bob. So we'll hit that again as we get to closer to the event.
And I'll come back every
come
other
Come back in June.
Every other
yeah,
week.
Sure. And don't miss Bob tomorrow night.
No, but
shaping his comedy special at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank on stage at 8 p.m. to see the great Bob Saget. FlappersComedy.com. Tickets just $25. Come
Thanks.
On.
Thanks. And it's not my special. It's just working it out.
Yeah, it's just working it out. Yeah, you're shaping it. Yeah.
And that's the worst if everybody YouTubes your, you know, puts your stuff. You can't do that. Take
yeah, don't do
away.
That. Right.
No,
because
then you got your own special on YouTube made out of people's phones.
Just go have fun and laugh. We love you, Bob. Thanks for coming in, man.
Love you, too.
Thank you. I don't know anything about pedicures. I'll just say it. I've never had a manicure. I've never had a pedicure.
Oh, I think you'd love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't really like people touching me at all.
You get over it once you see how great your feet look. And seriously, they feel so much better in shoes once you have a pedicure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be true? I know this sounds like a dumb question. Would that be true for men as well?
Absolutely.
Because we don't wear the same kind of shoes that a lot of
Yeah, well, you're getting rid of all that dead skin and then a lot of calluses, all of that. So
But I don't feel like I have a lot of dead skin.
You do.
You do.
You have a ton.
Just in general, anybody does just if they walk around?
Yeah.
My wife talked me into getting one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, recently, and I mean, they brought out Sanders. It was rough. They were
you
drilling.
Got a mani pedi?
They were drilling. Just pedi. Yeah, both. Yeah,
you got both.
Yeah. Nice.
And did it?
And
feel...
I looked just precious.
How did you feel, Kevin, when you were paying a lady? I assume
it was
a lady
weird as hell. I could
to play with your feet.
It was weird as hell because most people hate feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Weird as hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think it would be. And did you feel like $1 million when you walked out of there?
I mean.
Just slip your nice feet into your slippers and go about your day.
Maybe. Maybe that's what I did.
Was it the type of thing that was so life changing for you that you said, I'm going to start doing this on a regular basis?
No, but I liked it.
Well, then why won't you go back?
Well, I mean, I probably would if my wife said, hey, let's go do this.
But it's not something you'd like enough to do on your own.
On my own. I don't do anything that's good for me. It's just my general rule.
Good point.
And, Allie, how about you? Do you get, like, cranky if it's been too long and you haven't had a mani-pedi like my wife does, where she's freaking out if she can't go?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the regimen.
King of Mexico weighs in. I really like mani-pedis. Feels so fresh and so clean.
Well, the reason I bring all of this up is there is a story in the news out of a suburb of Memphis, Tennessee. What's it cost for a manicure, Allie? What is it, about $25?
At a cheaper place, sure.
This place has a sign on the wall that says, sorry, but if you are overweight, pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for pedicurists. Somebody snapped a photo of it.
What?
And this reporter goes to the nail salon to find out what's up. Because that seems like quite an increase in the regular cost of the pedicure, right? $45.
Yeah, that's
outrageous.
I feel like any increase is absurd.
For people who are overweight.
Right.
Yes, that's crazy.
And I saw the headline and I thought, well, I don't understand feet or feet, right? Whether you're a big girl, little girl, I don't understand what the difference would be in the feet, you know?
Right.
It can't be that much. It's not that much of a bigger surface area, but let's find out what's going on.
It's this picture of a sign sparking discussion on Facebook saying, sorry, but if you are overweight, pedicures will be $45 due to service fees for pedicurists. Since it was posted Saturday, it's been shared more than 500 times, with women across the city weighing in, many expressing shock.
See, she said weighing in. Women across the city are weighing in.
I don't think that was on purpose, by the way. I think that she was just referring to a lot of people leaving messages of surprise. Mm.
The woman who snapped it said it was at Rose Nails at Fraser Boulevard in Overton.
By the way, I will tell you that I can watch no news story without hoping it's going to be a success.
Absolutely.
Now that we've been spoiled by that reporter.
Right.
We went there today.
Hello.
Hello.
How are
wherever you went.
We met Sun Nguyen. We showed him the picture.
Some people will reach out to us.
Yeah, some people, you know, the customer.
Nguyen repeatedly denied the sign was ever up in his business.
By the way, I love this guy so much, and you'll find out why.
He denied that that sign ever existed?
Yes, he denied, and she's got photographic proof of it in his salon. But we do live in an era now of alternative facts,
sure,
where you don't really have to worry that there's proof to dispute what it is you're saying. You just stick to your story, and what can people do, right?
And we didn't see one today. But Nguyen said he's considered one.
Did you at one point have that sign up?
No. I told you, I said, I'm thinking, but I don't put it up.
I was thinking about it,
yeah,
but I didn't put the sign
that's,
up.
That's, by the way, when you're lying, that's such a yes. I mean, yeah, that's the worst lie ever. You know what? I thought about it, but
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah.
And why would you bring that up? She didn't ask if he thought about it. She just asked if he had the sign.
Because
he's
no.
Yes, because
he's lying, and he's lying poorly.
Right, exactly. Just say no.
Right.
Don't go, but I could have.
Right.
Sure thought
I was
about
just
it.
About, I was like seconds away, but then I stopped myself.
Yeah, because it would be wrong.
I mean, come on.
I also showed him another picture that was posted in the salon. You can see the sign and the same flooring, same chairs, and the same walls.
Huh. All right, let's see if he can get out of this one.
All right. So this isn't your business?
Let me see.
It looks like the same floor and the same...
No, I don't think so, man.
So this isn't your business?
No,
even
it's not,
though the floor,
man,
and the chairs...
Sometimes the floor, so many floors, I don't know.
He showed
so
me his prices.
I mean,
so many, like,
so
there's
many
a lot,
listen.
Honestly, there's a lot of floors. A
ton of floors.
And that's tough to argue.
Absolutely. So much win with this guy.
He said the only extra charge is $5 for men for a pedicure.
Extra $5 for men. Why do you suppose that is, you guys?
Because that's a lot more work. Because they don't get them regularly.
Because they don't come to the salon as often.
Boom!
Nice,
Sally.
Nice,
well done,
Sally.
Thank you. Nguyen said instead of putting a sign up, he's decided to just not service someone if they are severely overweight.
Okay,
oh,
that's,
no,
that's even worse.
Not no. winning anymore.
Right?
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not charging them more. I'm just denying them service.
Refusing.
What? This did go south so fast, right? Now, why do you guys suppose he doesn't want to serve overweight customers? There is an answer coming in the news report. I didn't see it coming.
You didn't see it coming. I mean,
why do you think?
So it's not that there's more surface or whatever you said earlier.
Maybe it has to do with the chairs they use.
With the chairs they use. All right, let's see.
I don't know.
He said it's difficult for technicians, and he's had broken chairs in the past, which hurts his bottom line.
Broken chairs, Allie.
Allie is on it today.
You guys, I'm going to head home.
It's going to be hard to go anywhere from here.
How much money did that cost?
Oh, about... At least about $2,500.
$2,000 for one of his chairs,
yeah,
by the way.
Uh-huh.
If it is one of the chairs with the jetted tub, I could see that.
But do we believe him?
I don't. No.
Nope.
Not
no.
So no pedicures for the big ladies, apparently, if you're in Memphis, Tennessee. So there you go. That guy is he's fantastic, though, isn't he?
He is the best.
Guy runs that place. Just keep doing what you're doing.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55.
Coming up in the next hour here on K-Rock, we got a pair of tickets for you to go see the Ducks play the Jets Friday night at Honda Center. We also are going to hook you up with Coldplay tickets October 6th at the Rose Bowl and qualify you for the European summer vacation with the band. Details at K-Rock.com. Your chance to win coming up. First, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
When you guys think of Woody Harrelson, you think of weed, right?
Weed, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He tried to open up a pot business in Hawaii last year. He's very well known for his love of the cannabis. Well, he has just told Vulture that he hasn't gotten high in quite some time. But the quote is what I love, because I'm just wondering what's happening.
Can you read it as Woody Harrelson, please?
I wouldn't even know his voice.
Same.
But I'll just read it as a human.
Okay, good.
Okay, this is the quote. They think I'm a party animal, which I am a party animal. I mean, that might be one thing, but I am a party animal. But on the other hand, I'm now extremely moderate, and I actually stopped smoking pot almost a year ago.
What? And that statement leads you to believe.
Whoa.
Right?
Some residual maybe left. I don't know, but he said that
maybe he hit the pipe again.
Maybe.
Right.
You can actually say coherent sentences. But this is what he said. He felt that weed was hindering him from being emotionally available. So that's a good step. If he feels like he's not emotionally available to people, maybe take away something, see how that works.
Hmm. All right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, so he's a racist.
I don't think we're saying he's racist. I think he's just trying something to help him become more emotionally available.
Gotcha.
Might be racist, too. I don't know.
Hey, it sounds racist.
Okay. Remember Dr. Doolittle? Eddie Murphy's movie, 98 and 2001?
Yes.
It's coming back.
No.
Yeah. The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle. What do you think?
Is he playing all the parts?
No, he's not even in it.
Ah.
It has been recast. Who, pray tell, will be starring in The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle?
DJ Qualls.
It is not DJ Qualls. Bean, any guesses?
Who is going to play that character as Dr. Doolittle? Kevin Spacey.
No.
Lady Gaga!
No. That would be a get, though.
Senor Grande?
It's not Senor Grande. I will say it's quite a departure for this this man, because his last films have been Sherlock Holmes, Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert
is going to play Dr. Doolittle?
Downey Jr.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's terrible.
That's Reese, it'll be great.
I am in now.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle, starring Robert Downey Jr.
I'm in.
I'm in, too. Good stuff. I brought up this story earlier, and it's just, it warms my heart. There is an 87-year-old woman named Pat Adams. She lives at Sunrise of Sonning Care Home in Reading, England. And she's previously taken part in something called Wish Upon a Star, where they grant wishes to the older people that live there. Mm-hmm. Maybe their wish is to have a pot roast dinner.
Really? That's the example?
That's what came to your mind?
That's the bucket list of an 85-year-old?
A pot roast. I would think you could dream a little bigger if you're 85.
That's a terrible dream. I mean, come on.
Not to fly in a plane or to meet the queen.
The hell?
What her dream?
I like that you keep it manageable, Allie.
What was her dream? Was
her
it
dream.
As big as pot roast?
Bigger.
Bigger.
Bigger. She wanted to meet George Clooney.
Well, that's almost
okay, that's
as good.
Way bigger.
It's way bigger.
Yeah.
So fast forward to Sunday, and her wish came true. Guess who showed up at Sunrise of Sonning?
Robert Downey Jr. Right? How crazy is that?
With a pot roast. No, he showed up with flowers and a card and spent about 15 minutes just chatting with her. And the old age home said she's just been beaming from ear to ear. She's just been so happy. And apparently he lives in the area. He has a home near there. And there were a few letters sent to him. And then it was also posted in the Sunrise Community Newsletter. And that inspired him to make a visit.
That's so cool.
That is delightful.
Was she disappointed it wasn't a pot roast?
She probably was. Oh, my God. Why did I say pot roast?
I don't know for sure.
That was weird. All right. Let's talk about who is celebrating a birthday today, March 21st. Gary Oldman is 59, Rosie O'Donnell, 55, Matthew Broderick, also 55, and actor Rhys Darby is 43.
A new low point.
No, you're 43. That's like a high
point. New Zealand. It is a country.
It is. Well, you're from New Zealand, so...
So my question to you is,
mm-hmm.
Is that bad?
That you're from New Zealand? No, I think it's great.
Yeah, well, we all know that. Old news. No one likes a moaner.
I'm not moaning. You just mentioned you were from New Zealand, so I mentioned that's great.
Asshole.
Oh, you get out of here. I'm Allie McKay, and for Alf Garman, walking the show with Beat.
I just want bread, by the way. Now I just want to go get some bread.
Right?
Yeah, you do.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong to feel this way?
And I want to get dressed up.
Right? To look good for the bread.
Right.
Set the mood.
Hey, Allie's in for Ralph Garman with a final look at the Showbiz Beat. And I know you're very excited, Allie, because just when you think you're at peak festival, possibly fit in another weekend of going to see music, now this.
All right, here's the thing. A few hours ago, Nine Inch Nails posted on their Twitter that they would be playing at the FYF Fest. And we were all like, in! Awesome!
Automatically, doesn't matter who else.
In! That, like, who else do you need? You've got Nine Inch Nails. And then I mentioned that the lineup is due to come out at some point mid-March. The lineup is out, you guys. And
Holy crap.
I mean, it is mid-March.
It is mid-March. That is a great point. Okay. So thank you, FYFS, for indeed putting this lineup out. You ready?
And now, breaking news bulletin.
Nine Inch Nails.
And now,
okay.
A breaking news bulletin.
Thank you, ma'am. Nine Inch Nails, Frank Ocean, Bjork, Missy Elliott. Those are your headliners.
I'm sorry.
Bjork. I did say Bjork.
Did you say Bjork?
Forget Bjork.
Okay.
Frank Ocean.
Right.
Nine Inch Nails.
Right.
Missy Elliott.
I'm going to go one step better and say don't forget Bjork, because that's awesome also.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Wait, that's pretty strong. I haven't even gotten into.
I'm sorry.
Let the lady tell
the next
thing.
Level.
Sorry.
You think me, of all people, would forget A Tribe Called Quest?
That's a good point. My bad.
Good Lord. Let's start over.
All right.
Remember a couple hours ago when I brought up that. Here
and
the
now,
other
breaking news bulletin.
Thank you, ma'am. So we've got Nine Inch Nails, Frank Ocean, Missy Elliott, Bjork. Great. Plus, A Tribe Called Quest, Iggy Pop, Solange, Erykah Badu, Run the Mother Effin' Jewels.
This was a success.
And my personal favorite, Anderson .Paak.
Oh, my God.
FYFS, what have you done?
How about that?
What have you done?
It's a great lineup.
That is Friday, July 21st through Sunday, July 23rd at Exposition Park downtown. Tickets on sale March 24th at noon. If you've missed any of these names, or perhaps you're like, hey, those are great, but what about my favorite band, Bean?
Horse Meat Disco?
Horse Meat Disco. Are they there? They are indeed. More info at krock.com. But holy crap. I mean...
That's now, will you really leave your apartment for that show?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Takes a lot to get Allie out of the house. You know that.
It does, but my God.
This is a lot.
Yeah. I was in for Nine Inch Nails. You just said Tribe Called Quest, Anderson .Paak, Run the Jewels. Good Lord. I don't even know if I can top that in showbiz. But what about New Danzig? Can I interest you for some New Danzig? RollingStone.com says that Black Laden Crown will feature longtime guitarist Tommy Victor and Queens of the Stone Age drummer Joey Castillo. So you can look for that album coming out in May, and they will be doing two shows, May 26th and 27th. Nope. They will be at a festival that's a two-day festival, May 26th and 27th, at California's Oak Canyon Park, which is in Irvine. Chip told me earlier. Chip, will you go to that? Danzig?
Hell yeah.
Right? Do you think he'll have a kitten on stage? That's my favorite part of Glenn Danzig. He's always got a cat.
No, yep. I'm out.
No? Okay. All right, you guys. We talked about this earlier as well. I don't know if any of you woke up to the best email ever from Netflix saying, hey, we've got something you might like. Two of Dave Chappelle's three specials are debuting today, which is pretty amazing in itself. But Netflix is promising to have a new stand-up special every single week this year. We've got Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle's two, and a third one coming up. Jerry Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Tracy Morgan. But now Kevin's dreams have come true because a brand new stand-up special for Netflix coming up soon. Kevin James.
Kevin James. If there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
Right? Jeff Van Gundy speaks for all of us.
I'm not sure he does.
I just think it's so funny. You're announcing that Dave Chappelle's two Netflix specials have dropped, and then, hey, but stay tuned. We've also got Kevin James.
Maybe mention Kevin James in a later email.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. What about Monopoly? You like it?
Not really.
What if I said Queen will soon have its own Monopoly game? Not the Queen, but the band, Kevin?
Because
you hate the Queen.
Still out?
Still out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guitarist Brian May posted on his website, quote, we've been very secretly developing Queen Monopoly for over a year, and it's due in a shop near you in May. Instead of players working their way through Queen's career, no, instead of real estate... going to work through Queen's career trying to avoid taxes, jail, and bankruptcy. That sounds fun.
Oh, here they are now.
There they are.
They spent a year working on that. Who's
secretly, too, who's, in case anyone was trying to bust there, out that news.
Is there anybody out there going, yes, finally?
Queen Monopoly. Queen.
There they are now.
My feelings.
I mean, they haven't lost a step.
No.
Seriously.
Sounds good.
All right. We get a queen.
Yeah. All right. Big finish. Big finish.
After world.
Right.
All right.
Queen Monopoly.
Thank you for that.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. Okay.
Mama, just kill a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
They've got rage.
But now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Come on.
I mean.
Right?
I'm kind of in on the Monopoly.
Really?
It turned everything around.
Oh, there's more.
Time after time.
Is this William Hung?
I've done my sentence. I committed no crime.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
It's William Hung.
Oh, man.
And why do I remember his name?
That was a great poll.
That's odd.
Very impressive. Hmm. I'm sure none of you are watching Dancing with the Stars, which is a shame because we should all be watching for Mr. T. Would you like to know how the first night went?
That was just last night, right?
Yes.
I'm so sad I forgot to check that out because I am very interested in seeing how Mr. T does.
Well, he was second to last.
Oh.
Yeah, last was Chris Kattan. He scored 17 out of 40, which isn't great. Mr. T, 20 out of 40. Which, not wonderful, but you're halfway there, right?
Right.
Can we look at it that way? And I don't think it's any shock to anybody, but Olympian Simone Biles, 32 out of 40. So, yeah. A lot going on that show that I've
never
watched.
I pity the fool.
That is a great
right, Mr. T?
Point, Rodney. Oh, was that? That was Mr. T.
Pity's a fool.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was Rodney.
It's Mr. T. Don't be ridiculous.
Obviously. Him. Hey, you guys, some birthdays today. March 21st, actor Gary Oldman, 59. Matthew Broderick, 55. Derek Whibley of Sum 41 is 37. And one of our favorites here, Rhys Darby, is 43.
It's like a one-man party.
It is, but it's much more than that. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ellie. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, the host of Destination Unknown, Josh Gates, joins us. We also have the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, Janky Edition. Bean makes his guess, and we've got your tickets for April Foolishness as well tomorrow morning.